Siman Shin Tes Zayin, Sif Zayin. The Mechaber says so traps a snake on Shabbos, other Moshe Mazikim, other creatures that crawl that are damaging. They can be dangerous, if they're not dangerous, they can be damaging, they can hurt a person. So, if the reason why the person is trapping it is for refuah, he wants to have it for medical purposes, then he's chayiv. Because then he's doing it because he wants to have the nachash or the remesh, the animal, for whatever purpose there is. But the reason why he's doing it is ishlei shechenu, that shouldn't buy them, that's mutter. Not only is it not chayiv, but it's mutter chatchilam. And Mishnah Berurah explained that these things are davar shamina nitsa. It's typical to trap them because you want to have the animal, you want to have the snake, or for whatever purpose you use the remesh for, these creatures. And therefore, there is a melachasa deraisa. And therefore, if he does it because he wants to have the snake or the remesh, the creepy crawly creature, he'll be chayiv. We're discussing over here that the heter shlei shechenu, that you're doing it, that shouldn't bite you. And therefore, it's melacha she'ein tzur legufa. You're not doing it because you want to have the item. You want that it shouldn't stir you, it shouldn't bother you, it shouldn't bite you. But not because you have a benefit of having the actual snake in your possession, and having the actual creature in your possession. If you know it wouldn't be masik you, you wouldn't bother trapping it. So it's melacha she'ein tzur legufa, which you pass against potter avalah some rabbanon. And here, because the shav hezek, to avoid getting damaged, chazal did not make the isser rabbanon at all, it's mutach hatchilo. Even the rabbi holds a melacha she'ein tzur legufa is chayiv. Here he agrees. That if you're doing that, it shouldn't buy you, it's mutter. And the Mishnah Berurah says, saying the place but the reason is, here, it's not called a melach of tzad b'chlal. The definition of tzad, of the melach of tzad, is trapping something in order to have it. But for the reason why you're trapping it is not in order to have it, but it's in order that it shouldn't stir you, it shouldn't bother you, that's not the cheftz of the melach of tzad b'chlal. It's not, it doesn't fit the definition into the guidelines of melach of tzad altogether. It's like a mesasik ba'alma, you're just trying to get it away from you, not to have it for you. And therefore, it's b'chlal not called tzad, and therefore, it's mutter chatchila. The enemy coming out had the melach shein tzichufa, which is had the Ram does not hold, if the Ram does not believe him. Siv Ches, Mechaber says the Shemoyna Shrotz and Mumbra Torah, the eight Shrotz that are mentioned in the Torah, Hachaled va Achbar va Tzav, etc. Someone traps them, he's chayiv. Someone's chayiv behem, someone makes them bleed. Even if the blood does not come out, it just gets stuck under the skin, he's chayiv. And Mishnah Berurah explains that until now, Mechaber is explaining the beginning of the Siman, the din of tzed of trapping of chayiv va'if. While animals, birds, there the stomach is that when you trap it, it's a tzarech, and you're chayiv for it. Now the Mechaber is discussing the din of tzeda of trapping shrotzim, creepy crawly creatures. And then there's a difference. That those species, those minim, to have oiris, they have skin, that the skin could be used for something once they're trapped and killed, which are the shmoyna shrotzim, which are mentioned in the Torah, the chol, the achbar, the tzav, etc. So then there's a melach of tzeda, because people trap them for the skin. And the stomach, when you trap them, the assumption is it's for the tzarech of having the skin, and you're chayiv for it. Unless we know your kavanah was otherwise, but shlo yitzarech, then you're potter. As opposed to other shrotzim, other creepy crawly creatures, other shrotzim, generally don't have skin. The stomach is that you trap them, shlo yitzarech, you're not be chayiv. It'll be isra avonah maybe, but you won't be chayiv. Unless we know the opposite. Unless we know your kavanah was beferish, was clearly in order to have it, then you'd be chayiv. So by the shmoneh shrotzim, the stomach is that you'd be chayiv, and the other shrotzim, the stomach is not chayiv. The difference is the shmoneh shrotzim have skin, and the other shrotzim don't have skin. In the Bi'er Halacha, he says that the Ran says different reason brought down in the Magen Avraham. Why is the difference between shmoneh shrotzim, the eight shrotzim mentioned in the Torah, and the other ones? The shmoneh shrotzim, it's not a derech of them to be mazik, to hurt people, and therefore you're trapping them, it's probably for some tzarech, some use. Other shrotzim are mazik people. If you're trapping them, it's probably that they shouldn't be mazik somebody. It's similar to the previous sif, shlei shechenu by the nachash, and therefore the stomach is the agni potter. Bi'er Halacha says obviously you'll have enough kamina if you have a case that has one of these reasons, not the other, has skins, but it's mazik, or it's not mazik, but doesn't have skin, that would be nafkamina, the difference between the two reasons, the nafkamina halacha. Now, so is chayvo, who makes the shmoneh shrotzim bleed, he's chayiv, because chavala is a form of tilas neshama, the melacha of sheichid, of killing, that makes someone bleed, adam ha-nefesh, they have blood away from that place, it's a tilas neshama, even a little bit of blood comes out, that's enough to be chayiv. In fact, the Mechaber says, even the blood does not come out, it gets stuck under the skin, since it got dislodged from inside, the sheret now just stuck under the skin, so that's enough to be chayiv. As opposed to Mishnah Berurah says, other shrotzim which don't have skin, so you won't be chayiv unless the blood actually goes out. There's no below the skin for it to get stuck. Definitely, it's pashta zechiv chavala bebehema chayiv oif, which all have skin. You're chayiv, even the blood does not make it out of the skin. Once it gets dislodged from where it should be, from the blood vessels, that's enough to be chayiv. As long as you need the blood, whether to feed it to your dog, or because you want to feed the flesh of the animal to your dog and you want to have the blood, it's better to feed to the dog that way. But if not, it's for just Mekalkal, send your potter, like every other Mekalkal. The Arab Paiskim will hold Nitzar Adam, the reason why you chayiv, is because it's a ticker that's easier to capture this animal once it got weakened by making it bleed. And that's why it's considered a positive melacha, not Mekalkal, and that's why one is chayiv for it.